This does not fit the mood of the room. I'm just going to say.
We're going to let this play out.
Jimmy's a DJ.
Yeah.
Every Monday. Read the mood of the room and decide your songs. Just going to say.
He's also
not the best.
He's also very consistent. That's our Monday song.
Yeah.
I mean, what song did you want to start with?
I don't know. I would have just started with I brought the whoopee cushion in today and just
because there's a song he could have played that would have made that heater been thrown out that window.
Oh, Mr. Brightside?
Yep. I don't want to hear it again.
It's actually the perfect song for the Bills this year because, like, you could relate to the lyrics of the Bills watching the Chiefs in the Super Bowl every year. Am I wrong? It's like exactly like what the song's about.
That did not go through my head.
But I'm right. Yeah. Am I not?
Yes.
It's almost exactly what the song's about.
It's an interesting interpretation of what you could be
you
thinking
being
of.
Jealous of watching somebody else do something that you really like.
Yeah.
And that's what the Bills do.
Yeah.
Maybe a bad choice for your song this year.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what you're doing.
I don't want to hear it ever again. The tradition's over. I will boo it when it comes on next year.
The thing about yesterday, though, Joe, is I made ribs and they turned out really well.
So that's a positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First time.
Congratulations.
I thought they were pretty good. Could have been a little more tender, but, you know, we'll live and learn.
Yeah, I mean.
Thought it was pretty.
Everyone was happy before the game started. Belly full of ribs.
Everyone was full.
Yeah. Can't complain.
Couldn't have had a pit in your stomach because it was full of pork.
Yeah. So you did nothing wrong.
That's it. 803-0930. I mean, just another one of these crushing losses. There's a few things. One, my wife said to me after the game, she's like, well, you didn't really think the Bills were going to win, did you? And I go like, yeah, you're right. I did kind of think that the Bills were going to win, but.
You didn't think they were going to be in the Super Bowl.
I didn't think they were going to be in the Super Bowl because it's hard for me to imagine the Bills in the Super Bowl because it never happens for me. Happened for anyone older than us, but for us, anyone younger, it's not a thing that's ever happened. It's tough to visualize, and it didn't happen yesterday.
No, I know. I entering the fourth quarter, honestly thought the Bills were going to win. And I was like, this is setting up perfectly.
Oh, I never really quite thought that. I mean, things were going our way.
Yeah, momentum going into the fourth quarter.
Had a couple scores in a row, bounced back nicely after they really were hammering us in the first part of the game. I'm like, all right, we can keep this going. And then what did they – I think they forgot about James Cook.
Yeah. I mean, he was on the side. Even the commentator said, you know, what's James Cook doing on the sideline on fourth down?
Yeah, is it possible they forgot about him?
I would hope not.
Forgot he existed?
Ray Davis fumbled the ball. I was hoping they'd forget about Ray Davis. I mean, he recovered it, but still.
Yeah, it doesn't count. He recovered it.
Josh Allen fumbled the ball as well.
Yeah.
And recovered it.
I don't know, just a rough one to go around. And I'm stuck in, I don't know about you, Joe. Like, these are the mornings where it stinks because you get stuck in if you want to, like, talk about the game. Because I want so bad to talk about like these stupid calls that went against us and you know the ref, but I also hate that idea of like, because to me, if you are like, that's a loser talk. Talking about the referees after a game you lost is, that's what, you know.
It's loser talk.
That's loser talk.
But to me, this is just a little different because I'm not talking about the penalties or the flags thrown. I mean, I'm specifically on one drive where the Bills twice got the first down and lost it on a turnover on downs. Like, to me, that's more than just, oh, a flag didn't go our way, or did they really call face mask on that? Which, yes, it was. It was just, I mean, back-to-back plays where, in my opinion, the ball was clearly over the first down marker. But, Brian, to your point, I will now contradict myself, because if you're a good team, you get the first down regardless. It's without question.
It's one of those things where I don't want to talk about the refs because I truly don't believe that the Bills were good enough to win yesterday. Like, that is my read of the game. Even though it was tight, like, I just, from the get-go, you saw that. They came out
really flat.
Not looking good. Yep. Josh Allen looked like rookie Josh Allen, threw two balls that should have been intercepted back-to-back. They go three and out, and I'm thinking, ooh, this is not good. They don't look like they're up to the moment right now. Like, almost as if it got to their heads, all this talk about finally beating the Chiefs heading into this year. So I don't think they were good enough.
That first pass should have been an interception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That being said, like, come on, that's an incomplete pass when they threw the challenge, right?
Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
How does anybody watch that and they're like, yeah, he caught the ball right down there by the end zone? Like, what are you talking about? So I want to do both.
Yeah. Contradicting officials in 2025, where in tennis, we have a chip in every tennis ball that you can just see the ball where,
you know,
it went.
I heard about this, and I hear people saying this. You can't really do that in football, though.
Everyone wants a chip in the football?
No. Yeah, everyone wants the chip in the football or whatever, but you still have to. Okay, say you have, you know, oh, the tennis technology or what soccer uses.
Yeah,
and they
soccer
have, like,
too.
The thing. You know, why don't they just put a chip in the football? It's a $1 billion business, all this stuff. Okay, but like, where in the football are you putting the chip? Because if the nose of the football.
Do you think I'm smart enough to know where you're putting the football?
But like,
the chip?
But, I don't know where it is in the tennis ball. But let's talk it through. You know, where in the football are you putting the chip? If it's in the middle of the football, if the nose crosses the goal line or the, you know, marker for the first down, then technically it's first down. But if the chip isn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, is the whole football covered in chips? That seems like that's not going to happen.
What does Amazon do? For all their stats and stuff.
But it's not accurate, too. You still have to, okay, when was the, oh, the ball is here. We can tell the ball's here, but when does the knee go down? You know, when does the whistle stop to show that he stopped moving? Like, there's all this thing, this stuff that goes into it. You can't just say, oh, look, the ball crossed. Well, the ball, it might have crossed 2 seconds after his knee went down. Right? Like, it's not perfect.
You could sync it up. No, yes, you're right. But you could sync it up to the whistle, you know, I'm saying add something to the video review.
I do see the point of you've already ruined the game with all these video reviews.
Yeah.
You know, why not just take a little longer and get a good look at it?
And I also realize that I'm a hypocrite because I don't want this technology in baseball. I still want the old guy behind home
plate. I don't want it in football. I want them to get more stuff wrong. It was more fun.
Yeah, I also agree with human, you know, the human element. I do think that if we're going to go all in on reviews, which next year they are, if we're going all in on reviews, there should be another aspect of this.
If you automate everything in every sport, it just sucks the fun out of it. Because then what are people around, you know, then you can't go around the next day complaining about the refs, which everyone loves to do. We'd all be sitting here doing our taxes. That's no fun.
Or, to your original point to kick off the show, we'd be focusing on the real issue.
Which is they weren't good enough?
Yeah.
Might be something. We'll go to Dave in Tampa on WBEN. Dave, thanks for being with us. What do you see last night?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Tough loss. But you know the way the game started? Previous two games, remember Denver scored a touchdown?
Yep.
And then we took over the game after that. Same thing with Baltimore. Baltimore scored the first touchdown, and we ended up winning the game. So when Kansas City scored that first touchdown, I said, okay, no problem. We'll take over the rest of the game. And they didn't, but at least they came back and played well. I thought the difference in the whole ball game was Kansas City's defense. When they needed to make a stop, they made it. And you got to give that defensive coordinator kudos, because when he wanted to blitz, or he blitzed when he had to, and they had Josh running around a little crazier than he usually does. But I thought that was the difference in the game, was the Kansas City defense made the plays when they had to make it. I think if they played again next week, Buffalo would win next week. But, you know, it is what it is. But that was a tough loss to take. I really thought at halftime we were going to win the game.
I agree. And thanks for the call. If they played again next week, Buffalo would win, because the game wouldn't mean anything because Kansas City's already in the Super Bowl.
It is that thing. Like, I said this last year. I'm sure Jimmy could go back on the tape. Don't do it, Jimmy. But I'm sure you could go back, and I would say the same thing last year. Like, I don't think I'll be able to get myself hyped up for the regular season Chiefs game next year.
Okay.
I know. Say that now, but it's like it doesn't mean anything. They beat them in the regular season.
But it does. I mean, if you're just going to go through like, oh, it doesn't, then what's the point? What's the point of watching the game?
I understand that. It feels like every year we beat them in the regular season, we're like, okay, this is our hope. And then it's something about the playoffs, a different force field.
If you're not having fun, if you can't laugh about it,
why
if
watch
you can't
sports?
Have fun with it, exactly. Why at the like I can't, and I get that there's probably some people walking around like, oh, it looks like they're, you know, they just took their dog behind the shed or something like that all day long. But I don't know, you can't. And a part of this, I think, is, you know, you're changing perspective maybe as you get older. Like I watched this game last night. You can't be like, you're invested in it. You're getting excited. You know, you're doing all this stuff. But when the Bills lose or a team lose, you can't be like down in the dumps like that. Because all I look at is my you know, soon to be 5-year old and say like, wait, you can't just, oh man, Dad really like is down because of it. Like I can't show him that. Like that's just no. It's hey, you know what? They lost the game. Guess what? You know,
your son comes learn home how from to spell. School.
Go.
Your son comes home from school. Hey, Mom, where's Dad? Oh, he's locked himself in the room. He's not emotionally available today.
can't be having that. So plays into it. But at the same time, like that's.
But I know I said that last year.
Getting excited for all those games leading up to it is that's the point.
That's the season.
Why I was saying all last week. Like I'm not nervous right now. I'm excited that we get to watch the game and have a party and cook ribs and do all this stuff.
Yeah, no, I know I said that last year. It's just and I'm happy that Chiefs game's home again next season. It's I hate that I'm already looking at home games in 2020 for the 2025 season. But you're right, at the end of the day, this is a lot of fun. The Bills were one of four teams remaining. They had a 25% chance to go to the Super Bowl. And you know what? Let's run it back.
It was the stupidest thing ever that we told ourselves that the Ravens were like the hardest team that we were going to face. That they were our big test. So, like we are all so dumb. You know, oh yeah, the Ravens, that was the tough test, and now we're going to go on. We can beat Kansas City. They haven't been that good. They haven't been that good. They won the last two Super Bowls. They only lost once all year. They're literally the top seed. Yeah. Like, why did we think that they were going to be easier to beat than the team that we just beat?
It's a good question.
We're insane. We're all, like, stupid. Like, the Bills turn us...
But you say things to feel good.
You do.
You know?
The Bills turn us to, like, of course they're going to be the hardest team to beat. Of course. And that's the thing of, you know, and you're going to hear it. I know I'm going to hear it from some people today. I've already been reading it online. Fire the coach. You know, all this stuff that's going on. And I'm thinking, you know who else loses to the Chiefs? Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. We're actually the only team to beat them this year. We're the only team to beat them in what? Like, you'd have to go back 15 months, 16 months. When's the last time they... You know, aside from the last week of this season, when's the last time they lost a game that they were trying to win? I mean, you'd have to go back over a year, well over a year, to find everybody loses to this team. And
it wasn't the Bills.
No.
No, okay.
But it might have been.
That's what I'm thinking. That offsides game.
It could have. It might have been.
Yeah.
Two of the last three times this team has ever lost has been us?
Yeah.
So, you know, what am I supposed to be like, oh, we stink, we need to change things? Like, no, you were up against an all-time juggernaut of a team that, as annoying as it is, somebody I saw posted online, the reaction to this game, the AFC Championship game 6 years ago when the Patriots beat the Chiefs. And everyone was so sick of the Patriots, who they said got all the calls, always win, there's no stopping them. Like, what? Oh, man, the Chiefs, we thought they were going to be the ones to, you know, 6 years later, people are saying that about the Chiefs, and we're the team that, so, you know, maybe it turns around for us. Maybe it never does. I don't know.
I think we are the Colts of now. Like when we were growing up, the Colts were just never the Patriots. They, you know, but they had Peyton Manning, were Andy Roddick. If Nadal and Federer weren't playing the same time as Andy Roddick, Andy Roddick would probably have, you know, 10, 15 titles. He's got the U.S. Open. You know, I mean, hopefully we get our U.S. Open. But we are the Andy Roddick. We're the Colts of this Chiefs run. If that makes any sense to anyone out there.
Yeah. Has anyone's opinion changed on Taylor Swift?
From what?
Well, she's super popular.
I've heard, yeah. I still think her first three albums were her best albums. I haven't listened to anything since.
But, like, come on. You can't. She has to get the Bon Jovi treatment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sick of... Guess what? I'm going to say it. Not only am I sick of Taylor Swift, I don't really give any... Travis Kelce's mom can go away, too. Like,
Take a hike, Donna.
Anyone that was in that suite last night, I could not care less if I never hear from them again.
Yeah.
Again, I realize Taylor Swift... Again, I think Taylor Swift's music's gone downhill since 2015. Whatever. But... fine, I understand. People like it. If I never see her, Mrs. Swift, Donna's ex-husband...
It's funny how it all, like, right, it's...
They were the feel-good, chunky soup story.
The thing of Batman, right? You die the hero or you live long enough to see yourself become... Everyone was rooting for the Chiefs to beat New England, and now everyone hates them. You know, oh look at Kelce's mom. So nice. Was she knitting a sweater up there? And that's cute. Oh, we love her so much.
She went to both Suns games. Remember?
Yeah.
They were both in the playoffs. And
love her. Get her face off TV.
She gets in a Hallmark movie. I never want to see her again.
What is she doing on here? I want her off. Taylor Swift, the most beloved pop star. She should be banned in Buffalo. Add her to the no playlist. Her and Bon Jovi. At least Bon Jovi will come play here.
Right. Yes. And sell obstructed view tickets because he sold out the show.
Taylor would never.
No, I saw you down on Kiss's computer during one of the commercial breaks. I was wondering what you were doing down there.
Deleting all the Taylor Swift files. We're getting the Bon Jovi treatment right here. What did you think of yesterday? How are you moving forward? 803-0930. There's a new old idea in Washington that had me thinking about one of those plays from the Bills game yesterday. We'll bring that up and much more. B-Maz and Beamer here on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. So we're dialing up a postmortem on the Bills season, basically, which it's rough. I still can't get myself to do it because I can't imagine. And I was still thinking about this yesterday in the lead up to the game. Like I wouldn't even know. Like 2 weeks ago, the Super Bowl on tap. Like just that would be. You know, in my head, it's like, the Bills would play again next week in the fourth round of the playoffs. Like, it would just keep going. Like, we'd never actually reach the Super Bowl. We would just...
Keep playing
and moving on and, you know, never, like, reach an end point. And that would be fine with me. Everyone wanted to keep the fun rolling. I mean, it was fun.
I was like, thinking, what am I going to do this week in between? How am I going to prepare?
2 weeks. You would have two weeks to...
This week. Yeah, you're right. 2 weeks in between, but this week...
We were talking about renting a room.
Yes.
Just like any room. So you could have a bunch of people there.
Yep.
And all you need was like Wi-Fi or a place, you know, where you can put the big projector.
Yep.
And, you know, just gather everyone. Like, give me whatever fire hall is not holding a party or anything like that. Just give me a big room. We would have broke in here just in the conference room. Everyone would have came in Monday like, what the heck is going on?
It's a smell.
Brian, what were you doing? Who was smoking in the conference room? Don't bother. What did you 803-0930. What did you think of last night and, the Bills run and what happened with the loss? You can let us know. We'll go to Jim in Amherst on WBEN. Jim, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I'm feeling a little sad today.
Same.
And what? But the Bills they had a great season. They played awesome all year. But for last night, I felt the key to that game was the coaching of the Chiefs. They prepared to stop Josh, and they did it. They stopped Josh. It seemed like they really knew what Josh's best plays were. They stopped them, and that double blitz at the end was ingenious. It won the game for them.
Yeah, we didn't pick it up. We didn't pick it up, Jim. Still, and thanks for the call. Still, we didn't pick up that last blitz. It was still hit him in the hands. I mean, you still had the throw there. He drops it. Like, unbelievable. You got to be kidding me.
Josh Allen doesn't get any credit for it. I mean, he was being rushed, as Jim said, and he gets that pass that was a catchable ball to Dalton Kincaid to right at the field goal line.
Insane.
Yeah.
It was there. Like, it was there for the taking. And no. Didn't didn't happen. Somebody said, you know, oh, a 2-point conversion debacle. We lost points on that. Okay, so you make both of those 2-point conversions.
You win by one.
No, you don't. Oh. Like, then something else changes.
They go for two.
Yeah, then they go for two, or, you know, whatever. Yeah. Or you don't go, if you don't go for two and you have two extra points, you're either still behind or you're right. Like, it's, well, that one's tough too in retrospect.
Yes, I would not have. And maybe this is, maybe I can't fairly say that I was saying this during the game because I don't remember exactly. I would not have taken the penalty and gone for two after Bass made the extra point. But again, that's all hindsight. And I'm sure that's not what my mindset was at the time.
What if you went for two, it would have been within three, right?
At the time.
Yeah. So you have to go for two. Because they would have been down four or five. They would have been down either four or five. And there's no difference between four or five because that's a touchdown. There's a big difference between three and four.
But they went for one initially, got the offside call.
Yeah, when you get it put on the 1-yard line, what should have changed is when they stuffed it, you should have said, we need to think of something else to do when we have a yard to go instead of running this every time because they stopped it.
Yeah, but then if they don't do that and they get stopped, people are going, why didn't you do the push?
Well, you know,
right? But that's the same guy.
I don't think I would have said it because they kept getting...
Not you, but that's the guy who's yelling to fire the coach would have been like, why didn't you do the push?
Yeah.
Joe Brady should go to New Orleans.
But our push is never... It's not like the Eagles. Like, the Eagles get it every time.
I feel like there was a season where we were getting it every time. This season, the push has not been...
Because we were doing it way more. You know, the more you do it, the less successful it's. You're gonna, just the odds. You're gonna get stopped more often because you do it more often. Yeah. Unless you're the Eagles, who've like figured out the way to perfectly do it. I don't know. They needed something else there. They needed something else the whole game, and now it's on the next
year.
Better
start. Just think that first drive. I mean,
they were terrible.
Yeah,
and that's on the quarterback.
It is.
No one wants to like sit here and. Say, like, Josh Allen
two air
needs
balls.
To be better.
Two air balls in the first drive.
At the end of the day, like, come on. You can't... It doesn't take away that he's awesome. He's, right. Like, the greatest thing to happen to Bills football in my lifetime. At the same time, got to be better.
Could have played better.
Yeah. Could have played better. Could have had it.
People will say that, and you said it, the moment looked too big for him.
Definitely
and
did.
The way they came out, again, Josh Allen, two balls that were not catchable. One that should have been taken the other way. I don't know. How much you want to harp over it?
Well, on the text board, a lot of people texting in, 803-0930. Someone said, if nothing else, season entertaining. You got to see some great football.
That's true.
I do feel that way at the end of the day. Like they bring you through. They're winning almost every game. Right, like throughout the entire season, it's a whole lot of fun. And like, what more can you like? Is it reasonable to ask? Maybe it is, but to me, in the NFL playoffs, a single elimination playoffs, is it reasonable to expect that your team wins the Super Bowl? Like, I don't know.
No,
it seems kind of crazy. It's reasonable to me to expect them to be in a position where that could happen, and that's what. The Bills have been like really for the last 5 years, and they've set themselves up for success, and they, you know, come away
just short,
final just
four.
Short.
I will take this every year over what was the norm for most of my lifetime.
Yeah, which was not even watching the games because who cares?
No, I watched the games. It was just
there's a lot of games I skipped in week. 15, whatever your record is, way out of the playoffs, no chance of anything good happening. Yeah, we've lived through a lot of those.
I would always make up storylines in my head. Well, if the Bills did this in this game,
yeah,
then blah, blah, blah. I would, like every week.
You'd have to. You have to make your own entertainment out of it. Everyone felt good about the Everybody Eats, like everyone loved it. I have to say I was not loving it at the end of that game.
No, I needed someone that wanted to eat.
When it came down to it and that last drive, all I kept thinking was, man, it would be nice to have that go-to guy right here to be able to say, like, I know I can throw it here. There won't be an issue. Didn't quite have that
no
this year. Well, you know,
you're living the off season's for.
The biggest thing. Well, maybe it's not the biggest thing, but one of the things that's going to stick with me for a while. We mentioned the pass that was ruled a catch that I thought was insane, even after a review earlier. The other was, you know, Kansas City has the ball. Was it right after that catch? Was that the catch that set him up in this position? Kansas City has the ball down, like, on our 2-yard line or whatever, and they run the clock down to the 2-minute warning.
Oh, yeah.
Even though the play clock would have hit zero before the clock hits zero.
Yes.
And
Tony Romo even said they have to run a play here.
They had to run a play because there was less time on the play clock than there was before the clock hit zero. But then they just, you know, they brought in a guy who said, like, well, they could do, you know, they do like some blended time. I've never seen anything like it before in my life watching football, where they just said, you know, you're close enough. We'll let you take it down.
Yeah.
What the heck? And I've never seen that before in my life. I no explanation will ever make sense to me as to why that happened, but they let him do it. Save a timeout, run the clock down a little bit, just to give themselves that, you know, little edge on there. I thought was crazy, totally egregious, and it reminded me of something going on in Washington, Joe.
I'm sure it did.
Where we're, you know, it's been a very busy week. It's now just almost exactly 1 week under the second Trump presidency. And Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, which, is that a real thing?
For now.
But, like, when I say Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, is there a department or is it just him thinking up stuff?
Well, that's a good question.
I mean, there's nothing official, right? And he's not being paid.
No.
And there's no...
But he's making official decisions that are...
But not really.
Well, he makes the decision, and then the president can make it official.
He makes a recommendation.
Yeah.
So he's like an advisor.
Yes.
So there's not really a department. They just like to call it that.
Not yet. It's too much, you know, bureaucracy to get to it, make it a department.
If the Department of Government Efficiency was an actual department, the first thing they would do is get rid of the Department of Government Efficiency.
That's the one you keep. You got to get rid of a few departments first.
But anyways, he posted on Twitter about how the U.S. spends 3 cents to mint each penny, valued, of course, at 1 cent.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And he brought up the idea that comes up, like once every few years, I feel like we're talking about this, Joe, how should we get rid of the penny? Comes up all the time, like, oh, we'd save money. We don't need to mint any new pennies. Do we really need pennies in circulation? You know, what do they do? Does anyone use them anymore with how many people are paying in digital and that and that? And I was, so I saw this on Saturday. I think it was Saturday when it started to really get some steam. And I, for the first time, because I've been very against this, I, for the first time, was thinking, you know what? I think I can get behind this. Because I was trying to think back to the last time I used a penny. And it truly is useless.
Yeah.
I mean, I have not received a penny because everybody's doing, which I don't like, by the way, everybody's doing card only, something like that. Anywhere I pay cash, the price, they're always rounded to the nearest dollar because it's usually a bar. So it's not, you know, $5. Here you go. No one's, it's like $5.36. Like, you never get that. But it's usually cashless or rounded up. I never receive pennies anymore. I can't tell you the last time I received one. I can't tell you the last time I spent one. They all go in that big jar that's in a room in your house. And so for the first time in my life, I was kind of like, you know what? Maybe this is a good idea for as long as I've been guessing. Then Sunday's game happened. And that happened. And the refs are talking about blended time and how ridiculous I thought it was. That, no, the play clock ends before the game clock hits two. And you can't just say close enough. That's the rule. You have to run a play. You can't take it down to the two-minute warning if you don't have enough time, or else there's a penalty. That's what I was thinking. And then it brought me back to the penny. There's no close enough if you're giving me change and I pay in cash. It would be just like the refs giving the Chiefs the, you know, here, you know what? Here, take it. You can't do that.
Not at all.
You can't you know, oh, I'm owed, you know, 536 back, and you give me 535 and say, well, you know, close we're close.
Yeah.
Number I don't one, like it.
There's a ton of pennies in circulation, so we're talking forever before. But I, and people are going to say, I'm just saying this because it came from Elon and Trump's administration, so if that's what you want to say, whatever. No, I think, you know, the 51st state got rid of pennies a long time ago, Canada, and I think we're behind. I mean, there's no reason to be spending $179 million to make pennies that, Brian, it took you 4 hours to realize the last time you used a penny. You know? And let's just, so you're not in a situation where it's, hey, your change is 536. Let's just alter prices, right? Everything is on a 5 or a 0. There we go. Let's get rid of sales tax. And let's make sure everything's in is on a 5 yeah, or a 0. Let's get rid of 99. Let's get rid of 99.
You said something that's about 1,500 times less likely to happen than the penny being removed. Let's remove all tax and just make it all sure. I'm sure they'll get right on that.
No, I mean, but how many places? I mean, there are now stores, Brian, stores that you walk into and will not take cash. Like, not just stores at the stadium. I'm talking about just an everyday store. You walk into, oh, I'm sorry, sir, we're not accepting cash. What?
Yeah, I hate it. I hate that. I think cash should always be an option. And if cash is always an option, then the penny needs to be there.
Like, if Canada's doing, I have not heard anyone from Canada, and they don't complain a lot, but I've never heard anyone from Canada say, we're really missing that penny.
Who are you talking to from Canada?
We got tons of listeners from Canada. Text in right now if you're missing the penny up in Canada.
Actually, I would like to know. 803-0930.
And there's a ton in circulation. So again, this is not, based on the number of people using pennies, I can't believe we made as many pennies last year in 2023 as we did.
Now that I can see. Like that, if you're not taking the penny out of circulation.
Right.
If you're just saying, the pennies we have are the pennies we have. We don't need to make more for a while unless we have a severe penny shortage out there.
Let's go 5 years without making a penny and see what happens.
I could get behind that. But if we're talking about taking them out of circulation, I just think that's a bad move. I think that is a step closer to...
Was his proposal to stop making it or to take it out of circulation?
Well, that's the thing about the Department of Government Efficiency. When you're not actually a department, you don't really have to make a real... outline.
You give it to someone else to make the actual
decision.
You
just float a tweet out there and we'll have somebody come up with something good here.
You know, I don't want to be the rah-rah Elon and Trump guy, but I mean, he is doing it for nothing.
Yeah, I tweet for nothing too. No one's patting me on the back. Doing what? Like, he tweeted about how pennies are stupid. What is he doing exactly? That's not doing anything.
But did you know
a million people have done that in the last year? Oh, thanks, Elon.
Did you know $179 million were spent in 1 year to make pennies?
I didn't know that.
Okay.
But I'm sure some people
did you know that it takes more than a cent to produce a cent?
I did know that because, again, we talk about this every 3 years. It comes up.
I don't remember the three cents.
Somehow never goes by. This, daylight saving time, like all these things, it's just like every once in a while. You know why? It's on slow news days. That's what we... Yeah. It's like you start talking about the penny, daylight savings time, should it stick? Like, that's interesting. Yeah, why don't we revisit this next year? Okay, sounds good.
I say we halt production of the penny, okay? Because you know what there's also not a lot of that used to be? Remember those things that would ruin your penny? You'd pay 50 cents and it would mold your penny into like an imprint of where you were? You don't see that anymore. There's none of that anymore, so you're not losing it, not as often. You're not losing as many pennies as you were in the 90s when those were everywhere. You would get one to go on the metro. Hey, here's your symbol for going, you know, here's your little Pete memento.
Oh, I don't remember that.
No, I'm making that up. Oh. But it was everywhere in the 90s. It's not as often, it's not as, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not as popular as it once was.
A couple of people on the text board, 803-0930, on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone saying if there's a penny shortage, it's because everyone has a big container of them. Guilty. Someone saying I pay cash 90% for anything. If I'm owed a penny change, I want it back. I am the same way. Look, I go to the convenience store and I get that big can of iced tea. It's 99 cents. And I put a dollar there. I am waiting to get my penny back.
Oh, come on. You know where my penny goes? Give a penny, take a penny.
You know what? I will put it in there.
Okay.
But I want the penny back. You don't just take the dollar and, we're racking up penny profits here. I want the penny back.
Well, that's something we'll have to figure out.
I want
out.
Things to cost what they cost.
How about this?
Not like the refs in the game last night. Close enough.
How about this? Stores can implement this, okay? We don't have any pennies. We will give you a penny punch card. And when you get to...
an official government penny punch card. These only cost 27 cents a piece to produce, and we're giving one to every American. That'll save us some money.
No, the government doesn't do it. The stores have to do it. Unless they want to round up or round down, they give you a punch card, and hey, after 25 punches, we'll give you a quarter.
All right, and then someone's arrested for punch card fraud. Next night, they're running around with it's like a gym with the shroot bucks in the office.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's so black and white. We can play this out. We can unpack this.
Look, blame the refs. I said this morning, I'm not blaming the refs for the Bills' loss, but I thought they were so bad last night. I got to blame them for something, and I'm blaming them for the pennies. Because I was on board with this idea until that stupid two-minute call that they did in favor of the Chiefs, that I'm going to blame the refs for my being stubborn about keeping a penny.
I hope the Bills are in a situation next year where they can test the blended time method and see if it works. I'm waiting for it already.
What do I, for real? Like, what? Did Mahomes go to the ref and
say, he did say something. Did you see that?
I saw that there was some sort of words.
Now, in the heat of the moment last night, I was like, he told the ref, but you know what? He could have also said, hey, can we take this or what?
Which still,
right.
No. That's the answer. If I'm the ref, I don't know. Do you have enough time?
Right.
It would be like, when your kid asks you a question that they should answer themselves. I don't know. Do you?
Can you do the math?
Yeah. That's what I would be.
Someone says all the Canadian pennies are here in the U.S. It's a good point.
Oh, isn't that the worst? Last happened to me 4 years ago. You get a Canadian quarterback or something. You never get change back anymore. I don't know. I can't say that the kids will never know the struggle.
No.
You take the change, put it in your pocket, get home, look at that. Come on! Yeah. What am I supposed to do with this?
How did I get Canadian penny and dime in the same change?
This doesn't fit in any Mike and Ike machine. What am I going to do? Anyways, we'll be back here tomorrow. Let's keep on keeping at it. Bills, which is tough.
Sabres are home.
Oh, Joe, how could I forget? At least we have the Sabres. B-Maz and Beamer will be back here tomorrow on WBEN.